Warning, this episode is gross. And our friends Space Coastie sent us a fifth of vodka. Listener discretion is advised.
It's episode 144.
What did I say?
You didn't say the number. That's just the gross part.
What?
Because a gross of something is 144.
Did I screw up the intro or not?
No, no.
All right, fine.
I'm just telling you why it's gross.
Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, March the 24th, 2020.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And coming up this week in episode 144,
Florida woman shows off her tongue skills on Instagram, going viral in more ways than one.
Florida man comes up with a great idea for stopping coronavirus.
Florida man comes up with a great idea for a bar game.
And Florida man goes with the flow.
Plus, a Florida man food fight, fill in the blank, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
So, Joel, we are sitting here tonight on a Tuesday night.
As usual.
Yes. And our friends from the Space Coasties sent us a fifth of vodka.
Yeah. Thank you, Space Coasties. Where's it from? Tennessee? I know we got the
first
Tennessee
off, I
got to
find
distillery.
Out who. Oh, me.
I silenced my phone.
I did not. So, we have a...
We got a package today.
We got a package today with some...
Glassware.
Glassware and some...
And a bottle.
In a bottle.
A full bottle.
A full bottle. Well, it was. But
I'm about to taste it.
How is it?
Let me try it.
Because I'm drinking, what am I drinking? Icelandic vodka.
Rika.
I was out of Tito's, so I'm doing Icelandic vodka tonight. Actually, I started about 2 o'clock. What time is it now? 6:30. Oh, this is going to go bad.
Yeah, this is good. I do need a mixer. But by itself, it's really good.
Not bad?
Not bad. I'm just not a sipping vodka guy. I need a something in that.
So we are...
Thank you, Space Coasties.
You're raising the bar, Space Coasties, and we haven't sent you anything but a couple stickers. So
and
we're
postcards.
Going to, postcards, so we're going to have to up our game a little bit.
Thank you, intern. Hey, look, I can clink ice, too.
You can clink it, too? Nice. You like it?
Refreshing.
So... We are here on a Tuesday, and to the best of my knowledge, you do not have the coronavirus, correct?
I do not, yet.
So I have,
no symptoms.
Speaking from Southwest Florida, if you need toilet paper, you're fucked right now.
Pretty much.
If you need paper towels, you're fucked. If you need soap, if you need hand sanitizer, you're fucked.
Water, bottled water.
Bottled water.
I did see somebody tweeted a picture of the water aisle at some big box store. All the shelves were empty except for Dasani.
People have gone fucking crazy. And I understand. Now, look, I am a closet prepper. I do have, well, let's define prepper.
Let's define closet.
Let's define closet. All right, number one. All right, shut up, Joel. You sucked me into that one.
No, I sucked nothing. You're the one in the closet.
Shut up. I do have MREs. I've got, because we live in hurricane, so valley, or what do you call this? Hurricane area, hurricane prone.
We're fucking Florida.
We're Florida. All right, so, okay, fine. So we do have supplies. We do have things. A lot of ammo. So.
I just got big knives.
That's not going to help you.
I like to get in close.
All I need to know is how many rolls of toilet paper do you have so that I can follow you home? And know where you live, and then take care of the toilet paper.
Toilet paper or wipes?
Toilet paper. I don't want wipes.
Well, I prefer the wipes.
Why? Then your ass is all wet.
Yeah, but it dries off real quick.
God, you're so fucking weird.
You don't have to use, like, especially if you got a nasty, like
I don't want to know about your nasty ass. I don't want to know about your nasty ass. That's not the point. The point is people are going fucking crazy.
You use the wipe first, and then you'd use a little bit of toilet paper to dry off. You know way too much about me now.
I do. I don't know whether to be embarrassed or disgusted. Or both.
You should be impressed because that's a two-stage
it is.
Cleaning process. It is.
But that's not the point. The point I'm making is people have gone nuts.
Yes.
And I understand.
You know what it is? All the fucking snowbirds that are still here and have never gone through a hurricane, they're freaking out like like it's a fucking hurricane. They don't know what to do.
They don't. And it's, there's no reason to hoard anything. There's no reason to, if people are going about their everyday lives and just follow simple precautions, I could go to the damn Publix and get some shitter paper.
Yeah. So we went to the store, the Publix, on Sunday afternoon, like we normally do every other Sunday afternoon. And we just got our regular 2 weeks of groceries. And we just kept getting dirty looks from people, like, because we were filling up our cart.
Hoarders.
No, we're just getting our regular shit. I mean, we're not small people. We eat a lot of food.
I don't get it, man.
But now that I'm at home all day, working from home, because my company is...
Everybody's working from home. Restaurants have been closed. Yeah. Bars have been closed. Everything's closed.
Mm-hmm.
So those of us who work in the entertainment industry, yeah, we're fucked.
Yeah. And anybody in entertainment or food service, you're all, pretty much
fucked. And what? How many people in Florida have died? 34? 30?
I'm sure by the time this comes out, it'll be a lot more than that.
No, it was more than that.
Yeah, it was in the double digits.
All right. That's my banter for this week. Let's see. Do I have any stupid stories? No, last week I went to jury duty last week, right?
Yep. We covered that.
No, I don't have any stupid stories.
So we were supposed to be in a parade for the shrimp festival this weekend.
Yes, we were supposed to be in a parade in the shrimp fest, and Fort Myers Beach pulled all the public permits for everyone. So I lost $300 on that deal, $300+.
Oh, from you were going to play?
I was running an event. Yeah,
that sucks.
And today we're supposed to be supposed to have one today, and that got canceled. Saturday got canceled because bars and nightclubs are closed for 30
days.
Completely
closed, yep.
So definition of a restaurant is if your liquor license is 51% versus 49% liquor or alcohol, you're a restaurant. So all the restaurants got closed. I'm sorry. That's wrong. All the restaurants have to close at 10 o'clock. You can be at 50% capacity, and each table can have a maximum of 10 chairs. And there has to be 6 feet between each chair.
Between each chair or each table?
Table. Between each table. So, yeah, that's great. So, any live event that has people around stage, no, done. Closed. Canceled.
For at least a month.
Yeah. Thank you, media. I'm done with this rant. I'm pissed off. I've had a lot of, what was I drinking? Rika. Rika vodka. Iceland makes some really good vodka, by the way.
Well, apparently, so does Tennessee.
All right, so let's get into this week's stories. This comes to us, story number one from the New York Daily News.
Mm-hmm.
Florida woman licks an airplane toilet to start coronavirus challenge. Fantastic.
You're welcome, America.
A Florida woman trying to start something she labeled a coronavirus challenge licked an airline seat to prove what we're not sure. Kids, don't try this at home or on a plane or anywhere else. Please. Quote, please retweet this so people can know how to properly be sanitary on the airplane. Miami Instagram model and influencer Ava Louise tweeted, captioning a short video clip of her licking aforementioned toilet seat while staring seductively into the camera.
I wouldn't call it seductively.
The video had the words, quote, coronavirus challenge, unquote, emblazed upon it.
She's one of those girls that tries really hard with her makeup to look pretty, but she's
just doesn't achieve it.
I mean, she's skinny and she's got big tits, so that gets you 8 points right there.
Okay,
but she don't make it to the 10.
What the 22-year-old social media influencer and 2-time Dr. Phil guest got was public censure from the likes of Meghan McCain, among others, who tweeted, put her ass in jail. Louise boasts 19,000 followers on TikTok, where she first posted the video.
Does TikTok have 19,000 people that use it?
Apparently. And 150,000 on Instagram, according to Insider. Some commenters had other ideas for her fate.
We have like 90 followers on Instagram. We don't even have a TikTok.
We don't do video.
That's true. Nobody wants to look at us.
Quote, no fly list and make her take a cruise ship home, tweeted one commenter. Another got scientific. Quote, people need to chill, they tweeted. She won't get coronavirus by doing this. She'll get hepatitis A, B, or C, oral thrush, HPV, Snuffleupagus.
Staphylococcus.
Staphylococcus.
Caucus.
Caucus.
It's got a cock in there.
Streptococcus.
Close enough.
Or HIV, but definitely not coronavirus.
Technically, you can't get HIV from licking a toilet seat.
You can't get HIV from licking a toilet seat.
All that other shit, yes, you can probably get from a toilet
seat. It was
seat.
All part of Louise's ongoing attention-grabbing ploy, or bid for, quote, clout, she told Insider. She is tired of competing with coronavirus for attention. Quote, tired of some bitch named Corona getting more publicity than me.
Oh, she's a malignant narcissist.
She said, adding that hot blondes can recover from anything, so no harm done.
Tell that to Nicole Brown Simpson.
Louise also downplayed the bacterial damage in a later tweet, declaring, y'all want me to go to jail, but I don't have coronavirus, so I don't put anyone at risk, not even myself. I bleached it.
What is it? The toilet seat. So she wiped down the toilet seat with Clorox wipes or whatever before she licked it.
Louise is competing with a disease that has garnered its attention and most certainly its clout for spreading exponentially across the world.
You got exponentially. I'm proud of you.
Shut up. Infecting more than 181,000 people and killing 7,100.
As of this recording, next week, I'm sure that number will be higher.
It'll be 7,130. Prompting lockdowns in country after country, causing President Trump to declare a national emergency, urging Americans not to gather in numbers greater than 10 and to stay inside as much as possible for the next 15 days.
As an introvert, challenge accepted.
Quote, I just wanted more attention than this Corona bitch, but she's good. The woman who
opined
on Dr. Phil that she would, quote, rather die than live ugly, told Insider. Quote, so I capitalized off her, and now I'm global news. My mom told me she's proud of me. I shed light on the pandemic while wearing Fendi sunglasses.
Wow.
Wow.
She's got her priorities straight.
Yep.
They're not in the right direction, but at least they're straight.
Wow. She licked a toilet seat.
She licked a toilet seat. Have you seen the video?
No. Did she lick it good?
She licked it good. I mean, if I was a toilet seat.
Lick it real good.
Bom, yeah. If bom, I was a toilet seat,
bom, 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 bom,
I'd
bom,
be done.
Bom, bom. You think like
push
five
it.
Seconds?
Oh, four.
Four? Four yep. seconds?
Yeah.
Done?
Yeah. She licked it hard.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's nice. That's hot.
Folks, if you want to see the video, you can follow the link in the show notes.
That's hot.
All right. Keeping up with our coronavirus coverage, we're on to story number two from the Miami New Times. Florida man suggests a city should infect their first responders with coronavirus.
Oh.
Yeah, because that's what you want to do is decimate your people who are going to be on the front lines of this. One of the scariest aspects of the spread of the novel coronavirus is that...
What makes it novel?
It's unique. It's a unique strain of it.
Unique. That's what novel... See, to me, novel things, run of the mill.
Oh, no. Just the opposite. It's a special edition.
See, I think novel is like, it's just novel, run of the mill.
No.
No?
Just the opposite. One of the scariest aspects is that even the world's preeminent epidemiologists lack consensus about the pandemic's trajectory.
How does one become an epidemiologist?
Medical school.
I don't have that.
No.
What else I could need?
Probably a couple decades in studying diseases and pathology.
Yeah, I don't have that either.
No, you don't want
it. So, no, I don't want that. But you know what I want to be? You know what I want to be?
An influencer?
No. Nope.
I'd like to be an influencer.
I want to be ancient astronaut physicist. How are you going to prove me wrong? You ever watch those shows? Ancient astronaut physicists believe that blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, they can believe whatever the fuck they want because they make the shit up.
So how do you go to school for ancient? Where do you go to school for ancient astronaut physicist?
Michigan State University.
Really?
A.K.A. MSU, because you get a degree in making shit up. That was good, wasn't it? I made the intern laugh. I guess Mississippi State qualifies, too.
Easy, easy, easy.
I went to Michigan State. Did you go to Mississippi State?
I went to Southern Miss, not Mississippi State.
All right. So I'm saying.
See, easy.
MSU.
Easy. Easy.
They're both MSU.
You're treading on thin ice right now.
Missouri State. Montana State. There's no Montana State, is there?
Just read the fucking story.
Minnesota State. That was the...
just read the story!
That was on Coach, right?
That was on Coach, yes.
Yeah. All right. So Epidemiologists lack consensus about the pandemic's trajectory. As cases mount across Florida, the United States, and around the globe, a lot we don't know about the virus remains. One major question mark: if you contract COVID-19 and recover, are you immune for life? The scientific community doesn't have a clear answer yet. Nevertheless, Miami Beach Commissioner Ricky Areola, yes, that's his name, at an emergency meeting yesterday made a self-described bold proposal that the city should consider the notion of infecting its first responders so they could develop antibodies.
You know what I heard last week? Two weeks ago now. The term pepperoni titties. Pepperoni nipples.
Ooh, nipples?
Nipples.
I've heard of pie plate nipples. Are they like the same? They're like really big?
I didn't know, but yes, they are.
Pepperoni titties. Those are like the long tubular ones like no, old ladies have? No.
These are pepperoni nipples, and apparently they are extremely large.
Yes.
Areolas.
But flat.
Yes. I learned that term.
Like a slice of pepperoni.
Yeah. I had to Google it. Actually, the person
did you get
knew,
pictures?
I can either confirm nor deny. It came from our medical consultant.
Heather, I don't want to ask any more questions, even though I have them.
Moving on.
Quote, might we start thinking about, it's dangerous but bold, our first responders voluntarily taking one for the team, going through the 2 weeks. Guys, we've got to be serious about this. And then developing the immunity, the commissioner suggested. Here's the full transcript of Areola's monologue from yesterday's meeting. Quote, are there any doctors in the audience? There was silence after that. I don't know, because I've reached out to a couple of doctor friends to confirm. I don't know yet, but I've been trying to research and no one's answered the question. Do you develop, once you have the coronavirus, assuming you make it through, do you have immunity? Some doctors have told me yes. To the extent that this is true, we might start thinking about, it's dangerous, but bold. It's like a chicken pox, thank you, with our first responders voluntarily taking one for the team, going through the 2 weeks, guys, we've got to be serious about this, and then developing the immunity. It's our job to think boldly, and we've got to start thinking about this. Unfucking quote.
Brilliant. So that's from
a city commissioner in Miami Beach.
That's Big Titties, Areola. Big Nipples.
Mr. Areola.
That's Big Nipples' statement.
Yes. Areola's comments came after Miami Beach Mayor Dan Gelber expressed concern that the city's first responders might unknowingly spread the virus to residents and one another.
What's his first name?
Dan.
Dan?
No, Ricky.
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 Ricky. Rich.
Dick.
We're going to call him Richard. How? Dick. Yes.
Dick Areola.
Dick Areola. Yeah, I see it.
This is... So, You're wanting to expose the people who are on the front lines helping people out. And there's a 5% mortality rate on this disease. So you're saying one out of every 20 of our first responders, firefighters.
Is that
EMT,
math correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'll trust you. I've had a lot of vodka.
One out of every 20 of our firefighters, doctors, EMTs, police officers, one out of 20 of them, we just want to sacrifice.
So they can develop.
So they can get immunity. Immunities. So they don't pass the disease around. So we're going to give them the disease so they don't spread the disease.
Brilliant.
No, that's what a fucking vaccine is for. You inject people with the killed version of the virus so that they don't get the disease, but they get the antibodies.
This is coming from somebody with big nipples, though.
Yeah, or named after them. In terms of city operations, Areola says he worries about what would happen if Miami Beach's first responders were hit with the virus all at once. Isn't that what he's suggesting they do? What are we going to do in the event that our first responders start getting either exposure to the virus or catch the virus and we lose 25%, 50% of our first responders? He posits, no, it's 5%. If we're in a state of curfew or martial law and we have 50% of our first responders, what do we do? Well, if you have martial law, you're not going to have nothing to respond to, or at least a lot less. According to the commissioner, it might make sense to expose willing first responders to the virus in a controlled setting with medical supervision. Areola says he, too, would volunteer to contract coronavirus in that scenario.
Fantastic.
You first.
Yeah. Go ahead, brother. Knock yourself out.
It's a matter of, do you want to just randomly get it or do you want to control when you get it? The commissioner tells the New Times. Does it make sense to do this in a controlled, safe environment so they have immunity? To date, the scientific community has no decisive answer as to whether those exposed to COVID-19 develop immunity. So far, a small number of infected people, including some in China, have tested positive for coronavirus twice. Scientists say it's unlikely but possible for people to become infected by the virus multiple times, although patients infected with similar viruses in the past have developed antibodies. But at this time, there isn't enough data on the current strain of coronavirus to say with certainty that COVID-19 survivors become immune. Areola's bold proposal, bold in quote, are you going to laugh every time I say Areola?
Yes. It makes me giggle.
His proposal echoes a policy being pushed in the UK, whose chief scientific advisor, Sir Patrick Vallance, has suggested a virus management policy based on herd immunity. Vallance proposes...
Wait, what is herd immunity?
Herd immunity is when everyone in the...
The herd.
In the herd, basically. Everybody in society, or most people in society, have an immunity to a disease, so the disease can't take hold in that herd.
Okay.
It's why vaccines are so effective in eradicating diseases like polio and chicken pox and measles.
I just want to be called a herd.
Yeah, it implies we're all sheep.
Yes.
Or cows.
Or cows.
Herd, it would be a flock if it was sheep, right? Yeah.
No.
We're all cattle. Yeah, sheep are in a flock.
No, flocks are birds.
Well, birds are a flock, too.
Birds are flocks. Sheeps are not a flock.
Crows are birds, and they're
crows
a murder.
Are birds?
No, they're a murder.
They're what?
A murder.
A murder?
A murder of crows. When you have a group of crows, it's called a murder.
Okay, I'll take your word for it, because I have no interest in looking that up right now.
Anyway, don't let politicians come up with ideas for stopping diseases. Let the doctors do that. And then the politicians should take their cue from the doctors, not from some guy they found on the internet.
That has big nipples.
That has big nipples. You know he was made fun of that name when he was a kid.
Oh, my God.
After Joel's rant, story number three, our trace for our Spanish-speaking friends. This comes to us from NBC2.com.
NBC-2.com.
Fair enough. Florida hospital keeps out coronavirus with a couch.
Couch.
Couch. Couch?
A couch. Like a sofa.
Oh.
Not a vagina.
I thought that was couch. Couch is a lot better. That's a lot better story.
You don't keep viruses out with a couch.
A couch was blocking the main entrance of a Bayfront Health Hospital in Port Charlotte. The main entrance of the facility, located at 2500 Harbor Boulevard, is closed as a precaution, according to staff. Charlotte County Fire confirmed that they spoke with security at Bayfront Health, and there is no longer a couch in front of the store.
Couch.
Doors. The blue couch was propped up against the doors.
Or if you got a blue couch, the hospital is the best place for you.
Barricading the entrance. People are being directed to go through the ER to get inside. All patients and visitors are being asked to fill out forms about the coronavirus, according to the staff.
So the emergency room is the best place for them to come in through? Just funnel everybody through that one entrance?
The Florida Department of Health confirmed Saturday that there is one presumptive positive COVID-19 in Charlotte County. She's a woman in her 50s who may have traveled on a Nile River cruise in Egypt, according to Governor Ron DeSantis' office.
I thought Egypt didn't have... This could be old news, but anyway.
Bayfront Health Port Charlotte staff have not confirmed if the patient is at their facility.
And they can't because of HIPAA laws.
The main entrance of Fawcett Memorial Hospital in Port Charlotte is also closed. A sign on the door directs people to go to, quote, designated locations, unquote, on a map taped to the door. People are going to Fawcett Memorial Hospital will be screened for entry. As of 1:15 on Sunday, a hazmat decontamination tent was set up outside Fawcett.
Oh, that's not good.
Officials at the hospital haven't confirmed if the positive COVID-19 patient is at their facility.
Yet they have a hazmat decontamination tent.
So they blocked the door with a couch.
They blocked the door with a sofa.
Yep.
Couch.
Yep. Brilliant.
Until the fire department found out about that and said, just lock the fucking door.
Well, now it's time for the Florida Man.
And this week, our food fight was sent in to us by Sarah, and it comes from Fox13News.com. Florida man charged with throwing a hamburger and a vape pen. Deputies arrested Tyler Hardiman, age 23, Wednesday evening, after he allegedly threw a McDonald's hamburger and a vape pen at another person.
According, in a row?
Probably at pretty close time. at the same time, or just sequentially.
Is he ambidextrous? I mean, does he...
Not sure. According to the Pasco County Sheriff's Office, Hardiman threw the double patty burger at the victim's head during a verbal argument. The McDouble struck the victim in the left ear and did not cause injury. No, because it's a fucking hamburger. Deputies said Hardiman also threw a three pound vape pen.
Holy shit.
That is a huge
That's
fucking...
not a vape pen.
No, that's...
That's a inhaler.
That's a fucking bong. threw it at the victim's left knee, which caused redness and lacerations. After being struck by the hamburger and vape pen, the victim tried to run away, but Hardiman grabbed the victim's shirt and ripped it off, deputy said. Hardiman was arrested and charged with domestic aggravated battery with a deadly weapon.
So what was it over?
Does not say, but the reason that I picked this, I want to see your face when you click on this link and see the guy's mugshot.
All right. Open link. Oh, that's Chris.
Oh, I was thinking it was...
Oh, it does. Oh, no. Tears down to ear now, though.
Looks a lot like him, though.
Oh, boy.
I saw that mugshot. I was like, oh, we got to put that in there.
All righty. We don't know what it was over?
Nope, just...
He threw a hamburger and a 3 pound vape.
Yeah, that's a huge
that's
vape.
That's a big vape.
Yeah. All right, are you ready to fill in the blank?
Yeah, I reckon.
Here we go. Florida man tries to eat stolen blank. He tried to use at Disney World. There's a stolen blank. He tried to eat a stolen
iguana.
Incorrect. How do you use an iguana at Disney World?
I'm going to get an iguana one day. No, I didn't mean iguana. I meant python.
Incorrect. And I'll still count that as your one try, your first try.
He tried to eat a stolen blank. He tried to use a Disney World. Annual pass.
Incorrect.
He tried to eat a stolen vagina.
How do you steal a vagina?
We just said he ate it.
I'll give you a pass on that one.
Fuck, I hate these damn games, this game. He tries to eat.
What would you use the most at Disney World? More than anything else that you would use.
Sunglasses.
Incorrect.
Shit.
The mouse does not let you get away for free, so the best thing to bring is a credit card. From clickorlando.com, a Florida man was caught using a stolen credit card of a dead man and then was seen trying to eat the card to destroy evidence before he was questioned by deputies, according to the arrest report. Orange County deputies said they were called to Disney Springs on Monday for the report of a man trying to purchase jewelry and gift cards with a fraudulent debit card. So technically it wasn't a credit card, it was a debit card, but basically the same thing. All right, when they arrived, deputies said they saw Jose Herrera, age 27, detained by Disney security, making strange movements with his hand inside his pocket.
Pocket pool.
Oh, could be. Upon investigation, though, deputies said they found a baggie of a white powdery substance in Herrera's pocket. When questioned about the contents of the baggie, Herrera was upfront with the deputies. Quote, I'm not going to lie. It's cocaine, he said, according to the arrest report. Not going to lie. So don't waste any of it testing it. I'll tell you what it is. I'll split it with you. Other law enforcement who witnessed the incident told deputies they saw Herrera try to eat the fraudulent card in an attempt to destroy the evidence before he could be questioned. Herrera was able to purchase a soft drink, $400 worth of Disney gift cards, and attempted to buy $360 worth of jewelry on the stolen debit card, investigators said. Herrera was found to be in possession of 13 other fraudulent credit and debit cards, but investigators said the card in question was stolen from a deceased Ohio man.
Ooh.
Herrera is charged with fraud of a person who is deceased. That's a new one.
No, we haven't had that before.
Nope. Possession of cocaine, had that one a lot, possession of a stolen credit card, and making false statements to law enforcement while under oath.
Damn. He ate the...
He tried to eat the card. He couldn't get it down, though. It's kind of hard. They're tough to chew.
They are. They probably are tough to chew, right?
Almost as tough as that cheeseburger from McDonald's that the other guy threw.
Story number five. Florida man, this comes to us from Miami News Times. Florida man invents a new bar game. Cock shit bingo.
Yep.
If you've ever wanted to bet on live chickens while downing a few drinks, cock shit bingo at
Cock shit bingo.
I got that part right, dumbass. La
Cochina?
There's cocktail. No H?
That's how they pronounce it. The C-I is a G.
La Cochina?
Coctelleria.
Coctelleria is the event you've been waiting for.
The cocktail kitchen in Espanol for our Spanish-speaking friends.
On Sunday, March the 29th, the
Hialeah
Bar. Matthew from Washington State is going to be so disappointed to me this week.
No, he's just putting a couple extra dollars in the swear jar for you.
We'll debut Cock Shit Bingo, a lively gathering that will happen the last Sunday of every month.
We need to head over to Hialeah on Sunday.
Yes, this unexpected event revolves around chickens and their defecation, but hey, it involves cocktails and live poultry. So here's how it works. During the event, guests buy a drink to score a raffle ticket with a number on it.
Okay.
At exactly 5 p.m., a chicken will be placed on top of a bingo board in an outdoor chicken coop. Whatever number the chicken poops on is the winner.
Oh, so this is like cow patty bingo.
I guess so.
Did you ever see that? That's big up in the Midwest where I came from.
Is it?
They put a cow out in a field and they have a grid basically taped off on the ground, and wherever the cow shits first, whoever bought the ticket for that grid, they win.
Be prepared to make an evening of it because the entire process could take 5 minutes or an hour, depending upon the chicken's relief needs.
I was going to wonder how they say at 5 p.m.
Exactly. And players must be present to claim their prize.
So you could be sitting there all night waiting for this chicken to,
yeah, to shit. Each cocktail purchase is good for one raffle ticket unless it's especially a Don Q drink, which comes with two tickets or three if ordered before 4:15 p.m.
So we need to get there at noon.
If you're not drinking or you want to increase your chances of winning, bring a can or bag of pet food for donation to Miami Animal Rescue and to receive a raffle ticket.
Oh, that's good that they're doing it for a good cause.
Players must be present to win while waiting for the main event. MC'd by local drag queen Mosaic, guests can enjoy live bluegrass by Lone Wolf and a whole gator cooked Cajun China style.
Never heard of that style of gator.
Cajun China style. We always try to do events that are outside the box and have never been done in Miami.
I would say this qualifies.
So when Chris from Dogtown in the Grove said he was raising chickens in his backyard, I thought we could do something fun with them, says owner Matt Kusher. Kusher? Kusher.
Kusher, yeah.
Says of the thought process behind Cock Shit Bingo. The event will include two rounds of bingo and 99 tickets will be available for each. There will be one chicken per round, Bumpy Johnson in round one, and Big Bertha in round two. Winners of each game will receive a $50 gift card and a $50 tab, swag from the sponsor, Don Q, and of course, bragging rights.
How'd you like to name your cock Bumpy Johnson?
Players who don't win will still have a cool ticket stub, keepsake, and a fun story to tell Monday at the office.
I don't work in the kind of office where that would be appropriate to share with my coworkers.
Nor would it come up in a general conversation.
What'd you do this weekend? Yeah. Oh, I waited for a chicken to shit on a grid.
On a grid. Don't worry. No chickens will be harmed or even served during the event.
So no chicken tenders?
Quote, I can't imagine a better place to be on Sunday, Kusher says. So don't be a chicken shit and come out and watch some chickens shit.
That's a good tagline. He's a marketing guy.
That's an unquote.
Yeah.
Note, owing to the volatile situation surrounding the outbreak of coronavirus, New Times readers should not assume any event that was on at the time of publication would not be canceled at a later time.
So we better hope this whole fucking thing blows over if we want to see some chickens shit on the board.
What is this?
It's from the Miami New Times.
No, when? Sunday, March the 29th.
So we got...
It's not this Sunday, but next.
Yeah, the Sunday after this episode comes out.
Let me get this straight. Mm-hmm. So you go buy a drink and you get a ticket.
Yep, with a number on it.
With a number From 1 to 99.
Yep. And if the chicken shits on it.
If the chicken shits on it, what do I get?
You get $50.
$50.
A $50 gift card and some Don Q swag.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
So you have a 1 in 99 chance unless you get hammered and drink like 60 of them.
And then you get 60 out of 99.
That's better odds.
Our final story tonight comes to us from your favorite site, The Smoking Gun.
Yep.
Amidst toilet paper scarcity, Florida man was busted stealing a roll.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, there's no shitter paper.
It had to happen eventually. As the coronavirus scare prompts panicked runs on toilet paper worldwide, a Florida man was arrested yesterday for the 1 a.m. theft of some 2-ply bath tissue from a neighbor's vehicle, according to court records.
Well, at least he went for the 2-ply.
You got to go for the good stuff. If you're going to steal it.
Go for the 2-ply.
Steal the good stuff. Police allege
preferably that, with aloe.
I've never tried the aloe.
Nice.
Well,
nice.
I take that back. The wipes. I do get the wipes with some kind of scent to it.
We have an aloe plant in the backyard. And if you take the aloe plant.
You just squeeze it on your.
Toilet paper.
Tingly. Police allege that Safraz Shakur, age 25. Burglarized a Dodge truck parked in the driveway of a residence a few blocks from his Clearwater home.
He's probably not from here.
And he's from Clearwater.
But he wasn't from here. We don't name people in Clearwater Shafraz.
I mean, there was Tupac Shakur. He was American.
Fair enough. Okay.
Shakur, cops say, was recorded on a Ring video surveillance camera entering the unlocked truck's backseat and swiping, quote, a roll of toilet paper from a 6-pack of Smart and Simple bath tissue.
He only took one?
He was being courteous. He only needed one. What are you going to do with two rolls of toilet paper that you can't do with the first roll?
Store it? Use it for a rainy day?
It wasn't his. He only needed the one roll just now. They didn't show the video surveillance on here, but I'm guessing he wasn't walking normally when he went up to this Dodge truck. He was probably, you know, kind of penguin walking it, so he didn't smear it around too much, because it sounds like he was in distress. Is what I'm saying. A pack of the Smart and Simple bath tissue, perhaps the cheapest brand on the market, sells for $1 at Dollar General, though the retailer is currently out of stock, according to its website. The product is described as made in the USA from 100% recycled fiber. The truck's owner told police that the toilet paper thief was a, quote, tall male with a gray hoodie, unquote, an arrest affidavit notes. In short order, deputies located a suspect later identified as the 6'4", 230-pound Shakur, matching that description at a nearby home. You know he's got to take a huge dump.
Oh,
6'4", 230? Yeah. Defendant consented to search of his person, and a single roll of toilet paper was found in his right front pocket, cops say.
Oh, he had it in his pocket.
He wasn't just leaving it in there for the kids to use it all up. He was keeping it on himself. When the kids got to use it, he'll give them like 2 or 3 squares of it. That's what I would do. The seized item matched the Smart and Simple toilet paper swiped from the Dodge. During post-arrest questioning, Shakur, quote, denied entering the vehicle, unquote. Shakur was arrested on a felony burglary charge and booked into the county jail on $5,000 bond. That is the most expensive cheap-ass roll of toilet paper I have ever seen. Shakur's rap sheet includes multiple convictions for possession and sale of marijuana and theft.
Nice.
$500 he's got to get
for
out
five
of
five grand for a roll of toilet paper, which is
they got him
cheaper.
For a felony on it.
Yeah, well, it's you can go on eBay now and they're like $35 for a 4-pack.
That's ridiculous. I still got a 4-pack left over from camping at Judd. We didn't even open it.
Well, hang on to it. I may need that later.
Florida, but that's America's wing.
They prefer the Sunshine State.
Well, that's it for the show this week, folks. Please subscribe to Florida Man wherever you're hearing us right now, or at floridamanpodcast.com/subscribe.
And please rate us 5 stars or leave a review on Podchaser, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. We'll read your review on the show, and it really helps us get found by new listeners. Here's a couple of our most recent reviews. First one, Big Facts, 5 stars. So funny, I'm no longer a man. And that comes from Tamp Towton.
Okay.
Apparently we made this person's dick fall off.
Really?
So funny, I'm no longer a man. That's what they say. Our second review said, so amazing. This one was also 5 stars. This show is hilarious. You hear about all these crazy people on the news, but I love getting the stories on my phone to listen to at work. This is a must add to your podcast list. It is from Bry0242!
Sweet. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Tampa Townton.
We are at Florida Man Pod on all social medias. Our email is floridamanpodcast@gmail.com, and our voicemail is 567-432-BR-549. Wait, I'm wrong. It's 567-432-9674.
You'd like to support the show, you can send us something from our Amazon wish list. The link to that is in the show notes or on our website. Or you can drop something in our online tip jar at paypal.me/Florida Men. Or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/Florida Men.
Oh, you changed this up.
I did.
Why? I don't want to read all these people's names.
I've done it 144 fucking times, 143 fucking times. You can do it once.
All right, we changed this up this week, which I was not involved in the this meeting.
We got to keep it new and fresh.
We'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally, and they are at the Jacksonville tier, Cassandra, Julia, and Wally. At the Tampa tier, we got David, Roxanne, Stephanie, Colin, Jason, One Foot in the Gray Podcast, Kat, Michael D., and Michael M. At the Tallahassee tier, we got Allison, Tony, Kurt, Koneth, Erica, Heather,
woohoo,
Paradise After Dark, Nicole, Matt, and Taya, and JP, and Matthew from Washington State.
It's not as easy as it looks, is it?
Shut up. At the Daytona tier, we've got Kim, Katie, our new patron, Mia, and Jessica.
Thank you, Mia, for joining us at the Daytona tier.
And the Orlando tier, we've got Steve and Danielle, and at the Miami tier, the Space Coasties,
our vodka provider
for this week, and Travis. Your brother.
Yep.
My friend.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy Travis's Facebook post.
Every week. Religiously.
Oh, I like all of them.
Oh, which one did you see this week?
Oh, lots of them.
He's got.
I like the fact where people is like, I don't know if it was him or somebody, they had something on Facebook, said they go in the store and it's all the toilet paper's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And they follow the person home just so they know where to go.
Gotcha.
And then a picture of ammo and a gun.
His Twitter handle, and when my niece and nephew say something profound or profoundly stupid, he puts this on there. My kids are killing me. The letter R, not the word R, the letter R. My kids are killing me. This week, our Patreon bonus story is about a homeless swingers club. And you can only hear that if you are one of our Patreon subscribers.
You've piqued my interest.
You know, you gotta.
You've piqued my interest.
Well, you get to hear it in just a minute.
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of Shadyside Media, LLC, and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, especially coronavirus, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Health or Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited. All suspects should be considered innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed on an airplane lavatory seat at 30,000 feet.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man. And Tracy, coming for you, bitch. Kiss my ass.
You're just asking for it.
Florida Man. Florida man, it might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.
Oh, she's a malignant narcissist.
The preceding podcast is copyright 2020, Shadyside Media, LLC. All rights reserved.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19.
Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this podcast.